hand through the buckle and slip my wrist through the hole. I yank the belt, pulling the rest of it through the buckle and feeling the cool leather tighten around my skin. Something rises up my throat, almost like vomit, but almost like my stomach and how it's flipping, too. My chest rises and falls in shallow breaths. I look in the mirror. The belt fits like a cuff on my wrist, the slack hanging, and I stop breathing, the image of Caleb grabbing it and tying it to his bed above some girl's head flashing in my mind. He yanks the strap, her body jerking, and I whimper. Jesus. I shake my head and take it off, tossing it back on the bed. I'm not old enough for that. And I have two wrists. He only gave me one belt. Nice little scare you tried to give me, Noah. I shiver again, looking over at my fire. Out of wood. Great. I drop my blanket on the bed and hurry down the hallway, jogging down the stairs. I'm not going into the shop. It's too frickin' cold. The fire in the great room still crackles, and I hurry over to the stockpile next to the fireplace. But I can't resist. I turn around and bend over just slightly, letting the heat warm the back of my thighs. I face my fingers to the flames as well, wiggling them and basking in the heat. I tip my head up and see Caleb sitting in the high back leather chair not 3 feet away, watching me. A shotgun lays across his lap, and he holds the neck of a beer bottle in his fingers. I straighten, the hair on my arm standing on end. Is everything okay? He slouches a little, his long legs bent 90 degrees at the knees as the firelight flashes across his bare chest. I know you understand me, I say. I know you can nod, or write, or something. Why don't you want to talk to me? The light makes his eyes glow as he watches, and I frown. He acts like an animal. He just eats and sleeps and... The shop door opens and closes, and I pull my eyes away from Caleb to see Noah walking through the great room. He looks over at me as he also carries a shotgun. Can't sleep either? He asks. I watch him check the locks. It was cold, I reply. I came to get more wood. Why are they both still up and armed? I thought we were safe. Watch a movie with us? He suggests. I thought you said they couldn't get up here, I say instead. He plops down on the couch, propping up the weapon on the arm of the sofa. They can't. So why are you both up, guarding the place? Precaution. For what? I press, almost amused. Is your plan really to open fire on police officers if they show up? Noah shakes his head. Not them. I shoot a look to Caleb, who watches the fire as he takes a drink of his beer, and then back to Noah. He must see a puzzled expression on my face because he's quick to explain. Holcomb and his cronies know that we're safe from them up here during the winter, he points out. But also, whatever and whoever is in town is safe from us, too. He grabs the beer on the end table and twists off the top, tossing it next to the lamp. If the snow isn't as thick as we want, I wouldn't put it past him to ambush us tonight and try to take you back down the mountain before we woke up and lost our chance to follow you in the weather. So, I glance between them. You're guarding me? He feigns a smile as his only answer. They're awake at 1 in the morning, armed and alert for me? Aww, I croon, faking teary eyes and putting my hand to my heart. Shut up, Noah grumbles. I laugh quietly, walking into the kitchen and grabbing a beer from the fridge. So, what will happen then? I ask, sitting cross-legged on the couch next to Noah. When the snow melts, will Caleb be in trouble? What happened tonight was the locals' fault, but I know if I wasn't here, it wouldn't have happened at all. It's not your fault, Noah assures me, pointing the remote and clicking the TV on. They were looking for you for a reason. Why? He takes a deep breath and sighs. Because for some people, it's not enough that they have their share, he explains. They want it all. I study him as he scrolls the streaming choices. I'm not sure I know what he's talking about, but at least it sounds like this didn't start with me. I pull the blanket off the back of the sofa and cover up my legs, taking a drink of my beer. The room falls quiet as we view the selections, but I'm not concentrating very hard. Noah is dressed in black pajama pants and a white sleeveless t-shirt. His skin still so tan and smooth, and I want to roll my eyes at myself for noticing. I just don't get many opportunities to lounge around with them. They often stay up to watch TV at night, but I'm so wiped by the end of the day, I'm aching for my bed. He settles on a film, something with Tom Cruise when he was younger, and I lie my head back, holding my beer as I try to watch. The only thing I know about this movie is that he dances in his underwear, and I find myself constantly looking at Caleb to see any sign of amusement, or perhaps a foot tap to the music. But his face is hidden behind the curve of the chair back, and his body barely shifts during the film. There's a decent soundtrack by Tangerine Dream, though. Unfortunately, Tom, or Joel, is a good kid, trying to lose his virginity at the behest of his stupid friends when his parents go out of town for a few days. So what does he do? He hires a hooker and turns his parents' house into a brothel. It's nothing more than a teen male fantasy, and I can't believe this is the movie that turned him into a household name. I roll my eyes and cross my arms over my chest. This film is so dumb. Is it? Noah asks, watching Joel and Lana have sex in public on a train. Your laughing over there is sending me mixed signals. I never laughed. The comedy is subpar. This was similar to how I lost my virginity, Noah offers, taking a swig of his beer. I cock an eyebrow and look over at him. A prostitute? An older woman who only wanted one thing. Your money? I hear a breathy laugh and look over, seeing Caleb's chest and stomach shake a little. Did he just? Oh my God, he laughed at my joke. I finish my beer and set the bottle on the coffee table, the glow from the fire the only thing lighting the dark room. Well, I'm sorry things didn't go better for both of you tonight. What do you mean? Last chance for overnight visitors, I tease. Nothing to play with this winter. Noah sits there for a moment, looking like he's contemplating something. Maybe, he says. I narrow my eyes. Maybe. I nod. You're right. I mean, you can't be the only people up here, right? I ask. There have to be other mountain men. He looks over at me. Excuse me? More warm bodies, I clarify, maintaining a straight face. There have to be more guys holed up in cabins up here, right? It's okay. It happens in prison. Gay for this day? His eyebrows shoot up. Excuse me? But before I can answer, he launches over, grabs my legs, and pulls me down on the couch toward him as he jabs me in my ribs. I try to hold back my laughter, but a little bit escapes. Stop! What did you say? He pokes my inner thighs, and I slap at his hands. Well, you are kind of metro. And what about you? What about what? I curl, shielding myself from his fingers in my stomach. I saw you dancing with Cece at the race. He leans over me, continuing his attack of jabs. Maybe same-sex heat turns you on. I let out sad little laughs but plead at him with my eyes. Stop it. I shove his hands away, but they keep coming back. I mean, it's okay. You have to cope with the seclusion somehow, right? He growls and grabs my feet, tickling the underside. I kick, laughing hard. Stop it! But then, all of a sudden, he grabs me by the collar and pulls me up onto his lap. He wraps his arms around me, whispering in my ear. You want to see how we really cope with the seclusion? My smile falls, my laughter gone, and I watch as he scrolls the TV's files and finally clicks on one. My ass is planted firmly in his lap, my back against his chest, and all I'm aware of is his body underneath mine, through the thin fabric we wear. The screen goes black, the whole room cast in darkness again except for the fire, and Noah sits back, pulling me with him. I tense. Another soft glow lights up the room, but I'm afraid to raise my eyes because I know what he put on the TV. I can't look, but I don't want to leave either. I hear kissing and rain. The acting is bad. My face warms with embarrassment for them, but I don't know. I stay sitting there on top of Noah. It's a boy and girl in the film, teenagers. They're making out in their car, and I can tell from the conversation that they're in the woods on a rainy night, secluded and alone. Or so they think. I look up, taking in the gradient picture of the porno, the windows of their car fogged up as the rain pounds the roof, but then flashing lights appear and two cops are knocking on their window. Noah holds me, rubbing his thumb over the back of my hand as we watch. "No, please," the young guy on the movie begs the cops. "I don't have money for all that. I'll pay it. Can we just forget about this?" Apparently, the loser has a couple warrants for unpaid tickets and expired insurance. They want to take him to jail. But then, of course, they flash their lights inside the car and get a good look at his little girlfriend. Cop number one cocks his head and offers the idiot a get-out-of-jail-free card. I watch as the two uniformed officers pull the girl out of the car and coerce her into compliance. Her boyfriend can go home, the warrants erased, and her daddy will never have to pick her up at the station tonight, if she gives them what they want. The rain drenches her little white blouse, which she has tied up under her breasts, her nipples and skin showing clear through the wet fabric as the cop looks hungrily at them. An ache settles between my legs, pulsating and warm. "This is what we do," Noah whispers in my ear. "This is what we do to get through the winter, Tiernan." I glance over at Caleb, his face hidden, but I see his chest and stomach rising and falling with his quickened breathing. "It's what you'll do, too," Noah adds. "With them, or?" I drop my eyes, hearing the girl's clothes tearing. Noah's breathing turns ragged, and he shifts under me, his cock hardening and rubbing me. I draw in a breath. "You should go to bed now," he says in a low voice. Gently, he pushes me off his lap and scoots down in his seat, getting more comfortable as the officer shoves the young girl up against her boyfriend's window, her bare tits pressing against the wet glass so he can watch. I slide down the sofa, and I should leave. He pulls down her shorts, rips off her shirt, and pulls her panties aside, gripping her hair as he pushes inside of her. She whimpers, looking guilty and shy, but she doesn't protest as the shot slides to her boyfriend inside the car, who watches her wet tits bounce against the glass as she gets fucked right in front of him. I look over at Noah and see he's not watching the movie. He's watching me. "Last chance," he says softly, rubbing his cock through his pants. "You should leave." "But I don't want to." Heat rises to my cheeks, but I pull the blanket over my legs and hold his eyes as he gives me a few more seconds to make sure I'm sure. A grin plays on his mouth, but the humor he always has is gone. He's hot right now. His muscles are tense. His eyes are on fire, and he knows we're about to cross a line. Holding my gaze, he reaches inside his black pants, stroking himself under the fabric and watching me for a reaction. But when I don't move, he takes it out. My eyes flash to what he holds in his hand, and my stomach immediately starts swirling with heat and butterflies. Shit. He's thick and hard, the firelight dancing across the fat tip, and I watch as he pulls off his t-shirt and licks his hand, stroking himself up and down, again and again, never taking his eyes off me. You want to watch? He whispers so quietly I almost can't hear it. Yes. His beautiful body glows and flexes as he strokes himself, and I lick my lips, just wanting this one thing. I just want to see. He quirks a smile and looks back at the TV while I watch him and the film, both of them making my heart pump faster and harder. I feel the slickness between my legs and lean back against the arm, the girl's moans, the cop's grunts, and the boy's breathing filling our small space as sweat glistens across Noah's chest. The girl is being used so hard. The first cop coming inside her and squeezing her breasts, while the second one immediately throws her into the back seat of her boyfriend's car, undoes his trousers, and comes down on top of her, taking his turn. Her boyfriend watches in the rearview mirror, her leg thrown over the front seat to open her wide as the cop thrusts inside of her, jerking into her body again and again. I draw short, shallow breaths, the ache between my thighs deep and throbbing. It hurts, low in my belly, and I chew on my bottom lip, seeing the bulge in Caleb's jeans growing. God. I scoot down, lying back on the sofa and clenching my thighs against the discomfort. Noah takes my leg and lays it across his lap, resting his hand on my thigh as he closes his eyes and continues jerking himself off with the other one. The cop sits back, pulls her into his lap, and she rides him backward, staring at her boyfriend through the rearview mirror. You slut, he growls, but you can tell he's turned on. She bites her bottom lip to hide the smile. Moans, cries, skin hitting skin, her wet hair sticking to her body as the boyfriend finally takes his turn on her. And I can barely get a breath as every inch of my body comes alive, my nerves firing under my skin, and a need so hard I can't stop myself from rubbing the heel of my hand over my pussy. More nerves fire. I groan. My hand under the blanket, I slip my fingers under my shorts, inside my panties, and play with my clit. Caleb starts rubbing his cock through his jeans, and Noah jerks his long and slow, sucking air between his teeth as he gets more excited. I lift up my shirt, the wool fabric of the blanket chafing my nipples in the best way, and I pull down my shorts just a hair to fit my hand in easier. I close my eyes, indulging in the fantasy, indulging in being a part of this and them, and how no one is here to tell us to stop. Digging my fingers inside, I swirl the wetness all over my clit and rub it faster and faster, imagining a mouth between my thighs, licking me and tasting me. I rock my body back and forth, thinking about his mouth, his head down there, taking what he wants and telling me how sweet my pussy is. Oh God. I rub fast and faster, barely noticing the draft or that the blanket has fallen away, because I don't care. I don't care. My hips roll, the skin of my nipples tightening in the cool air. I arch my neck back, slipping half my finger inside me and shuddering at the pleasure. God, it feels so good. I bite the corner of my mouth, needing more. I need more. It suddenly registers that the sound is gone, the sound from the movie. The room is quiet, and I don't hear her crying out or moaning anymore. I continue to rub circles as I blink my eyes open. Noah and Caleb aren't watching the movie anymore. They're watching me. I suck in a quick breath, stopping my rubbing. My mouth falls open, and I look down, seeing my blanket is gone. Fallen on the floor. Noah is still in his seat next to me, but he's not stroking anymore, and Caleb has risen from his chair, standing and watching me. My top is pulled up, my breasts exposed, and I pull my hand out of my shorts, unable to speak or barely breathe. I shoot up, but Noah is there, leaning over me before I have a chance to climb off the couch. "Don't stop," he whispers. His eyebrows are pinched together, vulnerable, almost like he's in pain. He takes my hand. I tense, but I don't pull away as I watch him sink my fingers into his mouth. The same fingers I was using a moment ago. He sucks them, one by one, and then pushes my hand back down between my legs. "Rub it again." "No, I..." He kisses my forehead as he slips his cock back inside his pants. "It's okay," he says. "Rub your clit." My body still racked with need, a trickle of sweat running down my back. Caleb's eyes are trained on me, unblinking, and his whole body rigid. I glance between them, nervous, but I slide my fingers back into my panties and play like he wants me to. Noah's eyes slowly fall down my body, taking everything in. "Look what she's been hiding under my clothes," he says to Caleb. Caleb moves over to the sofa, sitting behind my head, and I look up, meeting his eyes. He pushes a lock of hair off my forehead as Noah leaves sweet, light kisses around my face. My fingers start working harder as both of them hover over me, watching me. "That's it," Noah says in a strained voice, holding my face as he kisses my nose and then my lips. "Good girl." I feel his fingers slip under the waistband of my shorts, and he starts to pull them down. I look at him, pleading, "No." "Yes." He pulls my shorts and panties down just over my ass so they can watch my fingers work between my legs. Noah's lips dip to my stomach, trailing down, and on reflex, I go to push him away with my other hand, or maybe hold him to me, I don't know. But Caleb grips my waist and pulls my hand back. I meet his eyes, groaning at the little wet circles I'm rubbing over my pussy. "Looks like we might have a little something to play with this winter after all," Noah tells his brother. I twist my lips into a snarl, about to protest, but Noah kisses me quiet. "Shh," he whispers. God, his lips are soft. I pant against his mouth. "Tiernan," he gasps, watching my hand work on my bare pussy. "Jesus, man," he tells Caleb. "Look at her. You ever seen anything that pretty? I'll bet she's the tightest thing, too." He dips down, licking my nipple, and something shoots through me like I'm about to fucking explode. "Noah," I whimper. "Tiernan," he kisses my flesh, teasing my nipple with his teeth. "I want to fuck you." He comes up, hovering over my mouth as he rubs his cock over my hand between my legs. "I want to fuck you all winter." I stare at his mouth, ready to pull down his pants and let him. I look up, catching Caleb's eyes and holding them as I kiss his brother. "The prettiest one was under our roof the whole time," Noah groans, grinding on me. "You're ours." He presses his forehead to mine. "Our sweet little one, all ours. Do you understand?" He kisses my forehead, my nose, and I move my hand away, liking the feel of his dick more. "Our piece of ass. Ours." "Yes," I nod. "I don't care. I don't want anyone else." We seem to be on the same page because he throws his brother a warning. "Don't bruise her, at least until she's used to us." "What?" I feel like I should be scared, but I look up at Caleb, seeing him lift his mouth in a dark smile. Right then and there, I don't care what he does to me. I just want it. "I get your cherry," Noah whispers over my mouth, grinning. "As long as I promise not to touch your ass, he'll want that." And he tips his chin at his brother. I fist my hands, my stomach nodding but flipping with excitement, too, as I arch my neck back for Noah's mouth. But then a stern voice suddenly barks, "Noah!" I freeze, unable to move for a moment. Oh, shit. No. Noah stops his kisses and I pop my eyes open, recognizing Jake's voice. Nausea rolls through me. I slip my shorts back up and pull down my shirt, covering myself.
"What the fuck are you doing?"
Jake growls. Noah lifts up, and I can see the strain and struggle on his face before his gaze levels and he gives a tight smirk. He stands up and turns toward his father.
"Nothing she doesn't want."
I sit up, Caleb rising to his feet behind me, and I can't bring myself to look at my uncle. Just his bare feet and the bottoms of his jeans as he stands on the last stair.
"Go to bed," he says.
Noah hesitates, but then he clicks the TV off, grabs his shirt, and heads up the stairs, Caleb following. I'm not sure if they look back at me or if this whole thing is amusing to them, but I quickly stand up and dart off to follow.
"Not you."
Jake grabs me. I turn my head away, feeling his eyes blaze into me.
"What would have happened if I hadn't come down?"
he asks. I don't know, and I don't know why I'm embarrassed. Normally, yes, I should be. Given our familial ties, this is wrong. I can see how people would see it as wrong. But it's not like he wasn't all over me a few weeks ago, too.
"What would have happened?"
"I don't know," I answer. "Why didn't I ask them that?"
"What did you want to happen?"
he asks. I can only shrug, meeting his eyes as I search for words. I don't know.
"You don't know?"
He rips my blanket away and steps down, gripping my upper arms as he backs me into the living room again.
"What did you want to happen?"
"I don't know," I cry. "I..."
"What?"
"I..." Why am I the one in trouble? Is he really angry? Or just disappointed?
"What did you want to happen?"
"I wanted it all to happen," I utter, finally looking back up at him with tears in my eyes. "I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel it everywhere." He stares at me, his eyes narrowed.
"You feel what everywhere?"
"You," I whisper, dropping my eyes. "And them." This place, the house, the land, the wind, them. I'm alive. "You get hard. You feel it." I remind him of our night in the kitchen. "Am I not supposed to feel it too?"
"You're 17.
18, I growl back. "I could have screwed anyone by now. My parents never cared, but I did." I look up at him as he brings me close, his hot, angry breaths falling over my forehead. "No one ever felt right, before. He holds me, squeezing my arms and seething. His fists clench, his fingers digging into my skin, and I whimper. "Jake, it hurts." He drops me and twists me around, bending me over one arm. I barely have time to suck in a breath before his hand lands hard on my ass, a loud slap piercing the air. I gasp, squeezing my eyes shut in shock.
"Still feeling good?"
he asks, breathing hard. I don't look at him. Rage boils my blood, and part of me wants to scream and hit back. But another part of me feels the knots loosen in my stomach. My heart jumps and the adrenaline runs. "Still feeling good?" Slowly, I nod. "What the fuck are you going to do to me?" For some reason, I'm emboldened. I want to find out. He's quiet for a moment, and then I hear his threat.
"You want more?"
I nod twice. He still holds me, and I rise back up, feeling the muscles in his arm tight and hard, and his body, almost like it's vibrating. I can't hear him breathe. He's so hard, I know he is.
"Take off your shorts," he bites out, "so you can feel my hand."
My pulse fills my ears and my hands start shaking, but I push my shorts down my legs, standing in my shirt and underwear. He sits on the couch, leaning back, and looks at me, his eyes trailing over my body and down to between my legs. "Come here," he instructs. "Over my lap, princess." My nerves shake so badly, but still, my pussy clenches when he says princess. I want him to say it again. Slowly, I crawl across his lap and lie down on my stomach as he lays an arm across my back to hold me down. I don't want his hand, I just want his fingers. He peels down my panties, and my breath catches, closing my eyes on reflex at the shame. But I like it. I want it. I want him to do whatever he wants. He slaps my ass, pain spreading across my right cheek as I jerk and whimper. He lets out a breath, and I swear, I almost hear him groan. He spanks me again and again, fire coursing under my skin, and I clench the blanket on the sofa as I throw my head back and cry out. "Three," he growls. "You going to let those boys touch you again?" I shake my head. "No." He slaps me again, and I wince even as my ass arches up to meet it.
"No what?" he whispers.
"No, Uncle Jake," I answer properly. His hand lands on my bare ass again.
"Five," he breathes out. "You going to let them see your body?"
Another slap. "No," I whimper. "No." And another one.
"You'll be good?"
"Yes, Jake." I grind my pussy into his leg as sweat beads my brow. "I'll be good. I'll be good." He spanks me again, and I thrust forward, the pulse in my clit pounding. God, I'm so wet. I bury my hand into the sofa. I need him. I need his cock. Again, again, again. Faster and faster, he spanks my little ass. Again and again and again. And I feel his hard cock trying to poke through his jeans. I moan, thrust, and ache, my panties stretching across my upper thighs as I try to widen my legs. But fuck. God, I'm so wet.
"You'll be good."
He slaps me again, and I feel it. It's almost there. I'm almost coming. "Yes," I gasp. "Yes, yes, yes." I grip the blanket, breathing hard and waiting for another spank. But it doesn't come. I clench my thighs, every muscle in my body as tight as a rubber band, but he stops. "Oh, God, please." He pulls up my panties and tears fill my eyes because I'm in pain. It hurts, and between Noah, Caleb, and now Jake, I'm going insane. Lifting me up, he pulls my shirt down and kisses my damp forehead, my nose, and my cheeks. He's stopping, and I close my eyes to keep from crying. His fingers swipe between my legs, and I watch him bring them up, glistening with what's dripping out of me and onto my thigh. He looks at his fingers as he rubs them together.
"Don't make me do this again,"
he tells me, his lips tight.
"It hurts us both."
And he pushes me away from him, his hard footfalls on the stairs echoing through the house before he slams the door to his bedroom. The tears stream down my face as I sit there, my orgasm rolling away, and my body screaming with need. I can't do this. I won't survive the fucking winter.
Chapter 17. Jake. This fucking girl. Her defiance, and how she challenges me at every turn, her silent treatment over the past week like a screw twisting deeper and deeper into my skull, while her beautiful, unhappy eyes at other times pull at me like hooks in my heart. This isn't my fault. She was lucky I was there, Is that how she wanted to be made love to for the first time, two at once? They don't love her. Sure, they're attracted to her, probably more than any woman, but Noah isn't serious about anything, and Caleb doesn't let anyone in. I was so happy when she came back after the funeral, but I was worried a winter with her would be too much of a temptation. For me. How the hell did I not consider the shit they would pull, too? And it makes everything worse when she doesn't have the least bit of shame. She strolled downstairs the morning after, refusing to look at me or give me anything more than one-word responses, but otherwise not displaying the slightest bit of embarrassment, smiling at Noah when he poured her fucking juice and served her some eggs and looking gorgeous in her braids and baseball cap, her tight jeans, and Caleb's belt fastened tightly around her hips. God, she's nice to look at. The only reminder of me from the night before that she exhibited at the table was the wince on her face when she sat her ass that I'd spanked raw the night before down on the goddamn chair. My dick swells just thinking about how much I wanted her then, half naked in my lap and the sweet smell of her sweat as she took her punishment. I groan, shifting as I lean against the tree, the steam from my breath hidden inside my coat. A whitetail flicks beyond the dune, and I slowly raise my hand, waving to Tiernan and the boys to focus their attention in that direction. The boys have been still hunting for years, and definitely would have bagged this buck by now, but it's time to break Tiernan's cherry. She takes a careful, quiet step, hiding her breath like I taught her and gently raising her rifle. Normally, we'd be in one of the stands we've constructed over the years, but cold weather hunting could sentence us to days in a tree before we see anything. She has to learn to find her prey. Noah speaks in her ear, walking her through it. Aim. Breathe. Settle on your target. Breathe. And once your body is in sync with the animal, fire. But she doesn't. She lowers her rifle again and stands up straight. I flex my jaw. I head over, careful to step silently through the cold snow. I reach her and grab her chin, forcing her to look at me. But she pulls it away. I can't, okay? If you don't, it's jarred pickles for the winter. Leave her alone, Noah murmurs. I'll do it. But before he can turn to raise his gun, I interject. She'll do it. I jerk my chin for him to go stand by Caleb, who's crouched down up against a tree. She can pull her weight. Screw you, she bites out. Noah hesitantly backs away toward his brother, keeping his scowl on me as I squat down. Get your ass down here. I pull her down with me. I lower my belly to the snow, the chill seeping through my camo, and I throw her a warning look. A little snarl curls her lips, but she lies down next to me, training her eyes on the buck through the foliage. Her white hat covers the tips of her ears, but the lobes are red, as is the tip of her nose. She wears two low pigtails, and I can see her eyes glistening with tears. Jesus Christ. You want to know what that meat you buy nicely packaged in the grocery store went through before it came there? I growl at her. These animals have a hell of a lot better life than the meat you buy, girl. So wise up and feed your goddamn family. Her chin trembles as she stares at the animal, her jaw flexing. I hate you. Not as much as you'll love food in your belly. She brings up the weapon, propping her elbows under her and looking through the line of sight. She squeezes the trigger, small sobs escaping her. She's going to lose it. She'll miss, because she can't see through her tears, and the deer will bolt. Tiernan, I say, look at me. The cloudless blue sky and the smell of ice surrounds us, but even now, looking at her innocent face and perfect lips, I feel a light sweat cool my pores. Baby, look at me. I tell her again softly. She turns her head, her gray pools meeting mine. I wipe a tear from her cheek. If something happens to me or the boys, I need to know you can survive up here. I speak softly, swiping my thumb under her eye to catch another tear before it falls. What we have in the pantry will only last so long. I need to teach you this, okay? She trembles but nods, looking so sweet and vulnerable. God, my heart aches. I lean in, placing a kiss on her temple. The thought of you unprotected kills me. Please do this. She swallows and takes a deep breath, calming her tears and breathing before lining up her sight again. Okay, she whispers. I watch her, not the buck, and I'm mesmerized. So innocent and pure, untouched and just coming alive for the first time. Something so big is just contained under her surface, and I want to feel it all come apart in my arms. Tiernan is a pulse in the house. She's the pulse. Maybe I was jealous that night I found Noah on top of her and Caleb looking at her like a starved animal, or maybe I was afraid of what this would do to her. We all wanted her before the snow, and now she's a constant reminder that she is all we have to look at the whole winter. I worry that the line I walk on, whether or not we really need to go without something pretty all winter, is starting to blur. If it's hard now, how hard will it be to resist her as the cold, dark, and lonely months wear on? But really, I think what it ultimately comes down to is that I want her, and I shouldn't. A shot pierces the air, and I blink, coming back to reality. She silently sobs as her head falls and her eyes close, and I grab my binoculars, searching the terrain for the deer. She got it, Noah shouts. Her breathing shakes as she quietly cries, and I know she's done for the day. She won't want to see it. Go get it, I tell them. Take it home, we'll follow. The boys walk past, the snow crunching under their boots, and my body burns with the cold seeping through to my skin.
I didn't want to disappoint you, she says, head bowed and staring at the ground.
You didn't. She jerks her head toward me, her fierce eyes piercing me.
I did it because I didn't want to disappoint you, she explains. Why do I care about pleasing you? I don't want to please you.
She looks away again, pulling off her hat and looking disgusted with herself. Loose strands of her hair fall in her eyes, and I want to push them away. My voice sounds strangled as I whisper, "Everything you do pleases me." I could blame her all I want. Her beauty, her scent, her laughter and fight, her eyes when she smiles, and how she makes us a little happier. The way even a garbage bag would look good on her as she walks around my house. But honestly, it's just what I said. Every day I'm losing the will to resist and hating myself for it, and hating her more for being something I can't have. It'll be easier next time, I tell her.
There won't be a next time.
Not unless you want to eat. She launches up and swings her fist, slamming me in the jaw as she growls. Pain shoots through my face, and the next thing I know, she's pounding on me as she cries. I turn my face away, trying to protect myself as I grab her wrists, taking them both in my fists. I flip her over and come down on top of her, still feeling her body through the layers of clothes we wear. She wiggles her hands free, struggling underneath me, and blood starts rushing to my groin as she squirms and moves. I hate you, she gasps, hitting me. I hate you, you're a fucking joke. I snarl, trying to catch her flailing fists, you little bitch. My parents sent me to you because they hated me, she tries to push me off her. They wanted me to suffer, and you were the worst they could do to me. Maybe, I bite out, cutting her off. Maybe they felt bad about what they took from me, so they gave me you. I grip the back of her scalp and pull her up to my mouth, a payment on their debt. That's what you are, Tiernan, a fucking payment. Her body shakes as she looks up into my eyes, that same desperate passion I saw in the kitchen that night I first kissed her. She whispers against my mouth, tears still thick in her voice.
A payment you'll never collect because you're too old and bitter to spend it, right?
My eyes flare, and my dick is rock hard. I crush her mouth with mine, eating her breath and sucking her lips so hard she whimpers. but she kisses me back. Fuck yeah, she does. I rip open her coat, stick my hand under her sweater and then under her shirt, filling my hand with her plump tit. She moans, turning her head left and then right, biting and kissing my mouth in a frenzy as she rips open my hunting pants and sticks her hand down my jeans, grabbing my cock. I groan, thrusting against her palm, Tiernan. She pumps me, dipping her tongue into my mouth to taste and feed, and the world is spinning behind my eyelids. I want her in my bed. I want her now. I press my forehead to hers, hugging her to me. She's exquisite. And ours. Fuck her father. Our bodies start moving as I thrust into her hand and she rolls her hips to meet me, both of us panting and kissing until I'm ready to rip off her goddamn clothes, but it's fucking freezing and I can't do this here. I don't want to stop long enough to get her home either. Fuck, man, watch your step, Noah shouts, and I suck in a rigid breath. She continues to trail kisses down my neck, but then she stops, both of us listening to the snow crunching with their steps. Shit. I let go of her breast and pull her shirt and sweater down before taking her hand off my dick. Get in the fucking truck. I bite out in a whisper. I stand up, seeing Noah walking behind Caleb, who has the buck slung over his shoulders, and I immediately turn, fastening up my snow pants. Fuck. She should be one of theirs. Why did I stop them the other night? If I had let them go, this wouldn't be happening. Tiernan rises, and I take her gun and pick up my own, walking back to the trucks and feeling her follow me. We'll follow, I tell the boys as they unload the deer into the bed of the black Chevy. Get started on that deer. Yep, Noah cheers, cracking open a beer as he strips off his outerwear. I start the other truck, turning on the heater as Tiernan opens the back door across from me and pulls off her coat and hunting pants, tossing them into the bed. I slam my door and round the truck, slipping off my coat and tossing it into the back with one hand and wrapping my other arm around her. I squeeze her, breathing in her hair as I hide us on the other side of the cab, out of the boys' view. She turns around, sliding her hands under my shirt and up my stomach as I try to pull off her sweater. Yo, Tiernan, Noah shouts. I cock an eyebrow through the open door at the frosted window. He can't see us as I pull her sweater over her head, our bodies rubbing together as she unbuttons her flannel. Ride with us, he calls. We have beer. She pants, staring at my mouth, and I grab her hips, crushing her body to mine. They can take me home, she whispers over my lips. If you want. I groan, my fucking cock stretching painfully inside my pants. Taking her in my arms, I hug her to me again, kissing her deep. No, I mouth over her lips. Stay with me. She looks up at me, desperate, and nods. Working her jeans, I open them up and slide my hand down, stroking her pussy as she whimpers, gripping my shirt. I smile a little. Get going! I shout back to the boys, I'll bring her home. My eyelids flutter at the soft, bare skin and the hot little cunt sending heat coursing through my hand, up my arm, and through my body. God, she feels incredible. I trace my lips over her forehead, kissing her as I rub her. Killing the deer isn't the only part of putting food on the table, Noah barks. She needs to learn this, I growl as she moans. She's pulling her weight today, I yell. Go! I hear her soft laugh as she trails kisses up my neck. I close my eyes, hearing the other truck take off. Fuck yes. I grab the back of her neck and bring her in, covering her mouth with mine as her little pigtails hang on by a prayer. I move over her mouth as she hungrily nibbles mine, and I peer over, never taking my lips off hers as I watch the taillights of the other truck disappear over the darkening hill. The sun has already set. It's going to be dark soon, but I don't care. The truck rounds a bend, and then it's gone. I whip off my flannel, and she pulls off my t-shirt as I dive for her neck and pull down her pants. I just get them over the hump of her ass, pulling her long underwear with them, and look down as I stroke her bare pussy. No panties. I breathe out. Her shirt falls down both arms, and she leans back into my hold, tipping her head back as my mouth grazes down her neck, down to her firm, beautiful breasts, and down her tummy to the V between her thighs. I lick and nibble, tugging on her skin, the warmth and taste sending my head spinning. She holds my head as I kiss her pussy and try to get her fucking tight jeans down her thighs. I'm cold, she gasps. I come back up, wrapping my arms around her and kissing her. I can't pause long enough to get you inside the damn truck. I chuckle. She sucks my lips, eating me up, but pushes away after a moment and hops up into the truck and onto the seat. She leans back on her hands and looks up at me, giving me a coy little grin as she holds out her foot. I smile and pull off her boot. Then I take the other one and toss them both into the bed. But as she backs up farther into the truck, I grab her ankles and pull her back down, her shirt hanging off one shoulder, and the sight of her tight, hard nipples making my mouth go dry. I grab her jeans and yank them down her legs, tossing them into the front seat, and she throws her shirt up there too. I climb in. Slamming the door, I lean over her as she backs up to the other side, giving me room. I let my eyes fall down her body. The only clothing she has left is thigh-high white socks with a couple blue and white stripes at the top. She leans back on her hands, but bends her knees up, crossing her legs at the ankles as her eyes fall, feeling shy. One pigtail drapes over her chest, and I take it, running it through my fingers. Please, someone stop me, please. I take the back of her knee and pull her leg aside, spreading her thighs open for me. Her pussy, pink and tight and beautiful, sits there for the taking, but... fuck. I drop my head, losing my breath. I'm holding onto my sanity by a thread here, Tiernan. I grit out, stop me, please just stop me. She arches up, leaving taunting little kisses on my neck, across my jaw, and up my chin to my mouth. I meet her eyes, seeing tears in hers.
You know why my parents sent me to you?
She asks, her voice barely a whisper.
Because you're nothing for anyone to fear.
I tense as she continues her little kisses.
You would never take my inheritance before I was old enough to claim it, she says, sick amusement in her voice as her fingers glide down my stomach. It would never occur to you to force me to live here, or...
she kisses my lips as she looks up into my eyes.
Or have the balls to stand up to me. A day has.
I bare my teeth, my heart pumping wildly. Excuse me?
So don't worry, she breathes out. I'm not afraid of you. You won't take anything you want. You're safe. Weak. My father said so.
And then she gives me a condescending smile.
I was never worried.
She comes in for another peck, and I jerk my lips away, glaring at her. He said that, did he? I shoot back, grab Haynes to Haas's little girl, and yank her ass down. Hearing her whimper as she slides down the seat, I dive down, sinking my mouth into her pink pussy and pressing her thighs wide for me.
Ah, she cries out. I was joking. I'm sorry.
I wrap my arm under one of her thighs and hold her to me as she arches her back and squirms. You're what? I challenge, swirling my tongue in steady, hard circles over her little nub.
Sorry, she stammers. I'm sorry, Jake. Oh, God.
That's fucking right. I want that piece of shit to hear his little girl scream my name wherever the hell he is. I want him to know how much she loves her Uncle Jake. I suck her and lick, nibbling and kissing around her pussy and inner thighs and teasing her little hole with the tip of my tongue. She moans when I do that, and I do it again, savoring her taste and tightness. My cock bulges and seeps, and I continue eating her while I undo my hunting pants and jeans. Jesus, just thinking about how tight she is. She digs her nails into her thighs, and I suck on her clit, chewing it gently as her stomach rises and falls faster and faster. I lift up, rubbing her little nub with my thumb and watching her tits move up and down. I'm so glad you came to live with us, baby, I say. You want me to stop? Her eyes watch my hand work.
No, she rushes out in a whisper. Please do it some more. She claws down her thighs.
Do what some more?
Lick me.
Lick your what? I tease, making the little bitch eat her words about me being weak.
My pussy,
she says, wetting her lips.
I like it when you do that. Please do it some more.
She falls back to the seat, closing her eyes and rolling her hips into my hand, hungry for me.
Please lick me down there again.
God, what those words do to me. We should be in a bed. I fist my cock with one hand, stroking it while I dip down to keep eating her because she likes it so much. I swirl and nibble, suck and lick, sinking with her breaths and going faster and harder as her lungs fill again and again.
Yes, yes,
she pants, opening up wider, one leg through the opening between the front seats and the other up over the back seat.
Fuck, I'm coming, oh God.
She shakes, her short, shallow breaths racking through her body.
Oh God, Jake, you feel so good.
She sucks in a breath, and I know her orgasm is cresting, and I stop. My tongue paused on her clit a moment before I raise my head. Her eyes remain closed, but after a moment, pain is etched across her face, and she blinks her eyes open. She finds me watching her.
No,
she begs.
Don't stop. Please. What are you doing?
I leave a little kiss on her clit, feeling the pulse inside throb like she just ran a marathon, and I almost feel sorry for her. I rise up, looking down at her.
Jake, she says,
looking like she's about to cry. But then her hands dip between her legs as she tries to finish herself off. But I take her wrists, pinning them to her sides.
Please.
She squirms with need. I lean down, leaving little kisses on her stomach. I would never take your inheritance, because your money doesn't interest me, I tell her between kisses. It would never occur to me to force you to live here because I don't have to. You like me. I smirk as I trail kisses up to her tits, licking a nipple. So don't worry, I taunt. I don't want you to be afraid of me. I hated your fucking slimy parents. But they left me a really pretty piece of ass who likes it when I lick her pussy. I cup her between her legs, rubbing my palm over her clit and dipping the tip of my middle finger into her cunt. Her hips shoot off the seat. I push her stomach back down and do it again, swirling some wetness around her. I slide it in a little deeper. She arches up, grabbing my wrist with both hands.
No.
I kiss her mouth, her soft lips loving me back. I know. You still have your cherry. It's okay. I soothe her, bringing more wetness out and swirling it around her pussy. I'll get you ready. Keeping the tip of my finger inside her, I dive down again and start working her clit, bringing her back and giving her the orgasm I took away in punishment for her smart mouth.
Uncle Jake, she moans. Don't stop, please don't stop.
I won't, baby, I tell her. It's yours. Take it. Sucking and licking, I speed up my mouth as I hear her body get more excited, panting harder and harder. I dip my finger in and out, just the tip, over and over again. And when she starts coming in for it, planting her hand on the door behind her head to thrust her body to meet my finger, I smile to myself because she's ready to be filled. She knows it's what she needs. She groans, her tits bobbing back and forth, and my mouth and finger work. I'm dying because her tight little cunt around my finger is lighting my body on fire. She's wet and soft, her folds around my finger giving me a small taste of what my dick'll be feeling in just a minute. Her pussy tightens. Her breathing stutters. She bites down on her bottom lip as she squeezes her eyes shut and moans,
Jake!
She cries out, and I feel it, wetter and hotter. She coats my finger, and I'm about to fucking come myself. Fuck! Rising up, I stare down at her as I reach into the center console, pulling out a condom.
No,
she whimpers, rising up and looking up at me.
Bear, please. I want to feel all of it my first time.
My cock twitches. Wanting that too. I don't want anything between us. But I shake my head. I won't be able to pull out of you, I tell her. Not the first time. She kisses my stomach.
Do you usually use rubbers?
I hold her head to me, reveling in her mouth, always. The last woman I fucked without one was my wife 16 years ago. She eyes me.
I've been on the pill a long time, she says. Fuck me bare.
She licks my abs and my stomach tightens. A light layer of sweat coats the back of her neck and I push her back down on the seat, coming down on top of her and covering her mouth with mine. Her hands go to my hips, both of us pushing my jeans and hunting pants down, and as soon as my dick is free, her hand wraps around the long, hard shaft. Everything swells and heats up. My stomach on fire. Fuck, Tiernan, I murmur over her lips. Fuck. She licks my lips as I crown her entrance, and I lift up so I can look down at her as I push inside. Spread your legs, I tell her. She hangs one through the opening between the front seats and presses one into the back seat again, and I grip the door above her head with one hand and her hip with the other, thrusting my hips and pushing my cock inside her.
Ah!
She cries out, digging her nails into my chest. My arms almost give out. Tiernan, I moan, closing my eyes at the pleasure. It's so hot and tight. Fuck, she's wet. She shakes, her mouth open in surprise or pain, I don't know. I lean down to kiss her. You're doing good, just hold on to me. Her breathing calms, and I hate that I have to do this, but it's better not to tell her anyway. I slide out, almost all the way, and then thrust, sinking all the way inside her this time, to the hilt. Her back arches off the seat, a pained look crossing her face, and she whimpers, squeezing her eyes shut. I kiss her lips gently. Good girl.
Oh, God.
It takes a moment for her eyes to open. But as soon as her breathing calms and her body relaxes, she glides her hands up my back and kisses me. That was the hard part. I nibble her lips and settle between her thighs. This is the fun part. I move, thrusting my cock inside of her, sliding in nice and deep how she likes it. Her legs fall open more and more, and I hold myself up, looking down at her body lying open for me and taking me. Her pretty breasts bob back and forth, and I run my free hand up and down her body, squeezing her tit, her neck, and holding her face.
God, she moans, when you go deep.
I smile and lean back down, pumping her as I suck her neck and ear, and then her mouth. You like it? I taunt. She nods. And then she grabs my waist, guiding me into her as she rolls her hips to meet me. Fuck yes, that's it. Liquid heat courses down my body, and I thrust harder and harder.
Yes, she pants, holding on to me as she arches up to kiss my neck. You feel so good. Don't stop.
She layers her lips with mine, her breath hot and wet.
Don't stop. Don't stop.
The nerves under my skin fire. And I feel her heat wrap me up as I push her thighs up higher and drive into her. Tiernan, I kiss her deep, licking her sweat, reveling in the heat inside the cab and tasting my life all those years ago when I would have died happy doing this to someone for the rest of my life. I look down at Tiernan, her body taking everything I'm giving, and I swear I want to swallow her whole. I'd forgotten what this felt like, to actually want to make someone happy. She comes up, locks of her hair stuck to her face, and sinks her tongue into my mouth, her body tensing and shuddering as her moan drifts down my throat. Her pussy contracts, and I know I don't have to hold it anymore. She lets out a cry, and I thrust, throwing my head back and driving into her again and again, harder and harder. Heat fills my groin, the blood rushes, and I come, spilling deep inside her with one final thrust. My lungs empty, and I nearly collapse, dropping my head to her shoulder. Holy shit, I murmur, breathing a mile a minute. Her arms circle me, her thighs tightening around my waist, and I run my hand up her leg, up her cute socks and hot thighs, over the curve of her ass and up her torso. Lifting my head, I stare down at her.
Don't talk, she says right away. You'll ruin this. Feel guilty later.
I laugh, kissing her forehead and her lips before bending down to take her nipple in my mouth.
I don't want to leave, I tell her.
But if we run out of gas, we'll run out of heat.
That's okay.
She arches her breast up into my mouth, moaning.
I'm already sweating.
She drags her nails up my back, and I kiss down her body before leaning back to look down at her. She glistens and glows, beautifully destroyed in the back seat of my truck. Sitting up, she spreads her thighs a little and slips a hand between her legs, trying to look down there like she's trying to see something. I quirk a smile, expecting something to look different. She smiles to herself, blushing a little. Then she looks up at me, her eyes wide.
Can we do it again?
My mouth falls open, and I'm fucking hard again. Jesus Christ. Hell yes. Fine, whatever. The longer we stay in this truck, the longer I can put off facing myself in the mirror. You ever ride a mechanical bull? I ask her. She nods.
At a fair once.
I sit back and pull her into my lap, so she straddles me. This is just like that. And I kiss her, slipping inside her once again. Chapter 18. Jake. It's 19 degrees, and I'm fucking sweating. I lift Tiernan into my arms, her arms and legs wrapping around me as I walk us up the steps of the house, our lips locked together, kissing as we make our way for the door.
Don't fall,
she murmurs between kisses. I'm not gonna fall. Just then, I slam my shin into a chair on the deck and stumble, grunting, fuck. We tighten our arms around each other, but she laughs quietly anyway. Her jeans are still open, her shirt barely buttoned, and mine's not buttoned at all. It's too fucking hot right now. We get to the door, and I heft her up higher, looking up into her eyes. You feeling bad about any of this yet? I don't mean physically, just, I don't know. I'm too old. She's too young. This was a mistake. But I know damn well I'd make it again, given half the chance. It hasn't been that good for me in a long time. She touches my face, her eyes gentle.
No,
she finally replies.
I'm glad it was you.
I stare up at her. She leans in, and I close my eyes as she kisses my forehead, my cheek, and then my mouth.
Anyone else wouldn't have made it so perfect, she tells me. You were gentle and slow, and you made it feel good.
She tips her forehead to mine.
I'm glad it was you.
My throat tightens, and I grab the back of her neck and bring her in, kissing her. I still feel guilty, but at least she doesn't. And I can only be grateful for now. And part of what she says eases my nerves a bit. Assholes like Holcomb wouldn't have cared to make sure she enjoyed it, or someone her age wouldn't have had much experience to know how to make sure she enjoyed it. I certainly didn't at 18. At least I could give her that. But was it special? Her sweet mouth and taste and the heat between her legs warming my stomach washes over me, and I tighten my hold, feeling fucking high and wanting to smile for the first time in forever. She feels like Flora did. Except with Tiernan, it feels easier somehow, like I might not hurt her. She's strong. This can't happen again, though, I tell her. She nods, amusement in her eyes as she looks down at me.
Okay.
But her tone is too compliant, like she doesn't believe me. I mean it, I snip. You're going to college? Don't think about falling in love with me.
I won't.
She's not taking me seriously. We released some pent-up frustration, and hopefully I gave you a worthy coming-of-age experience, I say, but that's it. It stops now.
Gotcha.
Bitch. I paw for the door handle and lower her to her feet, both of us trying to hold back our smiles. She knows she has months of cold, lonely nights to ambush me with her beautiful body. You got any more of those thigh-high socks? I ask, throwing open the door. What do you care? She teases. I chuckle. Both of us stepping into the house, but we see the boys sitting in the living room ahead, immediately with turned heads and eyes on us. Our laughter quiets, and we both stop, meeting their gazes. Noah's eyes trail up and down me, and I realize again that my shirt is open, and her hair looks like it was caught in a hurricane. Shit. My smile falls. Caleb sits in the chair by the fire, his eyes turned toward us while Noah watches us over his shoulder, a sound like shuffling cards hitting me, but I can't see what's in his hands. Tiernan stiffens, looking up at me. Why don't you go on to bed? I mumble to her. She nods, throws a glance in the boy's direction, and heads up the stairs, holding her shirt closed. Without meeting the boy's eyes again, I whip off my shirt and head through the kitchen and into the shop, hearing them arise from their seats and follow me. Turning on the faucet to the sink, I stick my head under the cold water, my muscles and nerves relishing and relaxing under the icy bath. The water pours over my hair and cascades over my neck, and I swipe a quick drink before I turn it off and grab the towel off the dryer. I see Caleb still on the stairs, leaning against the wall while Noah stands close, watching me. I fucked up, I say, drying off my face and neck. What the hell is she going to think about all this in 20 years? I know I fucked up. Noah stands there like a wall, still as stone. But then he lashes out. He throws his arms, swiping everything off the top of the dryer. Containers and a laundry basket crash to the floor, and he picks up a paint bucket and heaves it at the garage door. It bangs and hits the floor, teetering for a few seconds before it stops moving. He breathes hard. And if I want her to? You don't want her. I shake my head, tossing the towel. You're latching onto anything that will hold you here. And you? You're not going to marry her and keep her up here, have babies and all that shit, he barks. She's leaving in the spring, going to college and moving on with her life. I might leave with her. I flex my jaw and step up to him, his eyes just a hair below mine. I'm not sharing a woman with my sons. How convenient, he spits back. After you took her away from us the other night, we had her first. No, you didn't. The night of the last race when you both were upstairs with who knows who, we were down here in the kitchen. I had to. I look away, shame warming my skin. It didn't go far, but something started that night. Caleb had already been on her out here the night when he came home from the cabin a weeks ago, Noah retorts. What? I shoot my eyes up to Caleb, his gaze slowly rising to meet mine. You've got to be kidding me. But you got her cherry, so, Noah adds snidely. I look at him hard. I know he's right. They'd be a lot more suited to her than I would. But I like her, Noah says, his voice unusually gentle. There are times when I just want to be close to her. I meet his eyes. I'm not going to stop myself. Unless she stops me, he warns me. And what am I supposed to say? She's mine, back off. You can't take her because why? Why can't he have her? I'm not claiming her. She'll leave, and this'll end because it has to. I'm not taking her life from her and saddling her here. I shouldn't have touched her. Slowly, I start to nod. Just act right, I tell him. She's free to make her choices. You act right. A smile curls his lips, and he backs away, Caleb and him disappearing back into the house. It's only right. Right? I didn't have any business fucking with her in the first place. I don't want her to think I don't want her, but I don't want her getting attached either. It's better to stop it sooner rather than later. I kick off my boots and head into the house, grabbing a beer from the fridge as the boys watch TV as I pass by, catching Caleb's eyes as I climb the stairs, him holding my gaze a lot longer than he ever does. The nice thing about my oldest is his anger is never verbal. The bad thing is, It usually ends up in him disappearing into the mountains for weeks on end. I'll need to talk to him tomorrow. I don't like it when he goes in the snow, but he's always stupid enough to do exactly what he wants anyway. Neither of my kids have ever wanted to stay with me, and after tonight I wouldn't blame them for hating me. They're not going to marry her or fall in love either. But I had no right. I take a swig of my beer, heading to my room and seeing Tiernan's door closed. No light coming from under the door. She got in bed quick. She didn't hear our conversation, did she? I strip off my clothes in the bedroom and pull on some flannel pants, washing up and brushing my teeth. I should take a shower. I like the smell of her on my body, though. Rubbing the back of my neck, I try to walk for my bed. I'm tired, and tomorrow will be another long day of custom work, chores and repairs to get ready for the next storm, whenever it hits. But I don't go to my bed. Opening my bedroom door, I head across the hall to hers, and I knock. I just want to make sure she's all right. If she's crying, I'll fucking kill myself. Come in, she calls. My heart starts pumping harder. I open the door. The room is dark, lit only by the soft glow of the space heater, and I lean against the door frame and find her in bed. She sits up, the blanket falling to her waist as she looks over at me. I trail my eyes down her little white half-shirt, my mouth going suddenly dry at the glimpse of her panties peeking out of the sheet. Showered? I ask. She nods. I can't see her eyes very well, but when she straightens her spine, stretching out her body and drawing my eyes to her bare stomach, I feel my arms ache with the emptiness. Hungry? I fight to keep my tone level. She shakes her head. I take a swig of the beer, looking at her. Warm enough? She cocks her head playfully, and she shakes it again. I smile to myself, even through the sinking in my stomach. I really wish I could have surprised myself and been stronger. I wish I wasn't such a lousy piece of shit. She climbs out of bed and walks over to me, taking the bottle out of my hand and wrapping her arms around my neck so I can lift her up. Her legs circle me like a belt, and I grip her ass. Want to come into my bed tonight? She buries her face in my neck and holds me tight, her breath and body warm and wanting on my skin. God, this feels good. And I carry her into my bedroom, slamming the door and hiding us away. This will end. Just not tonight.
Chapter 19. Tiernan. I wake with a start, my fingers aching as I slowly unclench them from the sheet. I blink a few times, seeing the time on the clock come into view. 1:21. The room is dark, and I turn over onto my back, the cool air hitting my bare breasts. I quickly pull the sheet up, covering myself as I remember everything we just did a couple hours ago, and in the truck yesterday. I reach down, slipping my hand between my legs, the raw skin stinging a little, and my thigh muscles aching. I smile a little. I'm glad it was him. What I told him last night was true. No one's first time is good, but mine was. It hurt, but he was careful with me. He wasn't selfish or mean or impatient. I look over, but he's not in bed. I should probably get back to my own, actually. A light glows from the bathroom, and I sit up and slide my hand under the sheets, finding my panties and shirt. Swinging my legs over the side of the bed, I slip them both on and stand up, stretching. I wet my dry lips as I pull off the rubber band on my wrist and tie back my hair, walking for the sink to get a glass of water. But as soon as I step into the bathroom, I see Jake standing in front of the mirror, turned to the side, with his arm raised and gazing at the tattoo on his hip. My Mexico. He catches my eyes in the mirror, and I drop mine, backing out of the bathroom. Where are you going? I hear him ask. I stop and step back into view, but I just want to be gone now, out of his way. I rub my eyes. Just giving you your privacy, I mutter and make to escape again.
Why?
I hesitate, shifting on my feet. Because you didn't ask me to come in. I don't want to intrude. Because I know what this is, and I'm not her. He stares at me through the mirror as he turns on the water and fills up a glass. Without letting myself think, I walk over and press my forehead to his back, close my eyes, and wrap my arms around his waist. He stills, letting me. I don't know why I do it, but the feel of him, of someone warm and strong, in my arms, makes this weird feeling swell in my chest, and I lay my cheek against his spine, hearing his heartbeat. It feels good to feel this, to be touched, to ask for what I need, even if he wants me to leave, just for a minute. Finally, I sigh and pull away, but he catches my arms around his stomach before I escape and tugs me back into place. Stay. My chin trembles, my heart races, and tears fill my eyes. I dip my head back into his back and try not to cry.
He's not my parents. He's not my parents.
He wants me around. It's okay. I draw in a deep breath and release it slowly. It's okay. He stands there silently, thankfully not asking any fucking questions about why I'm almost crying again as I hug him. He just holds my arms in front of him, hanging on to me in a way. Are you thinking about her? I ask, but he remains silent as he dumps out his water and sets the glass down. It's okay if you are.
I've never really talked about her,
he says in almost a whisper.
To anyone but you.
I snake my hand back around his waist, breathing in the smell of his skin. What did she do that you liked? I say. He inhales a deep breath and takes my hand, leading me over to the shower.
Her hands in my hair,
he replies, turning on the shower. He tests the water and then turns around, coming behind me and pulling out my rubber band so he can tie my hair up higher into a bun on the top of my head. I grin at the gesture. Was he like this with her? Probably more so. If he's this sweet with me, what was he like with the woman he loved? I feel his fingers under the hem of my shirt and I stop him, turning around and shaking my head. Holding his eyes, I peel back the curtain and step into the shower, letting the water soak me. His eyes fall down my body as the water trickles down my stomach and thighs, the white shirt and silk panties molding to my skin. Just like she would have looked when they swam together. I lean against the wall and watch as he pushes his pants down his legs, his cock already stiff. God, 3 times in the truck, 1 in the bed. Apparently, I wasn't too much for him to handle, or vice versa. He closes the curtain, darkness and steam filling the shower, and our eyes still locked. He presses into me, but I keep my hands at my side. And what did you do then? I ask, after she ran her hands through your hair. He lifts my leg and I bite my lip as he pulls my wet panties to the side and pushes inside of me. I dig my nails into his arms, the pain and sting from being entered once again, mixing with the pleasure of being filled. His mouth hovers over mine, breathing through his teeth as he pumps his dick. Close your eyes, I pant with his thrusting. Make love to her. He shuts his eyes and I circle my arms around his neck, hanging on as he lifts Flora into his arms and fucks her against the wall. I run my hand up the back of his head and over the top, threading my fingers through his hair, relishing the sweet ache deep inside. I moan between our kisses, the water on his mouth warm and sweet. I close my eyes too, letting him go back, letting him sink into the fantasy